Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Easter Monday, and from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans and is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses in local parishes. Her preaching today is entitled, Threatened by Resurrection?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went to the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders, took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we'll satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Guatemalan poet Rigoberto Menchú wrote of people being threatened by resurrection. Today, we hear that the men assigned to guard Jesus' tomb ran in terror to their superiors to tell what they had witnessed. They accepted the bribe to lie, even though their story would have meant severe punishment for them, even death, for sleeping while on duty. Their fear of resurrection outweighed their fear of punishment. On the other hand, we hear of the women, also fearful and yet overjoyed at the good news of resurrection. On feet winged by joy, they ran to the brothers to deliver the good news that Jesus had proclaimed to them. At first, they were derided as delusional, but finally the brothers believed them. Both stories circulated even to this day. Now, isn't it interesting to see these opposite reactions to resurrection? But the women in Jesus' life and the Roman soldiers are not alone in their responses. Even today, some fearing reprisals lie or cover up about Jesus' new life and the possibility of new life for themselves and others. Others of us proclaim new life in our words and deeds and in our lives. During these 50 days of Easter, some alleluias ring hollow as their singers meld into the culture of death and hopelessness. Other alleluias resound throughout the world as we proclaim the truth of our songs with our words, our deeds, indeed our very lives. Happy Easter. Alleluia, alleluia.